What a word of hope we heard this morning from both the Old Testament, the New Testament, and even as our Advent candle was lit and we heard the words of John the Baptist calling us back to a life of repentance. Hope abounds in all of these scriptures. And I just want us to think about what hope might look like, what hope looks like to each in every one of you. And I want to set the story for Rome and this letter that Paul wrote to the Romans. Paul never was their preacher. He never was appointed by the bishop to Rome. He never got to serve in that leadership capacity, but he did get to send a letter to Rome. And I want us to think about Rome back in the time when Jesus walked the earth and when Paul was roaming the countryside to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Rome was led by an emperor who was considered God. And everybody had to practice the faith that the emperor said was the faith of the state. And in the midst of that, there were some Jews. And in the midst of that, there were people who were worshiping the pagan gods and worshiping and learning about this Jesus. And then there were these Jews who were learning about Jesus too. So in all of this mix, Paul is sending a letter because they're confused. The Old Testament is full of all these rules. Things about circumcision, about what foods you can eat and what can't you eat, what length the temple needs to be, the width the temple needs. It's full of rules. Things to do when you're bleeding, when you're not bleeding. So they were a body confused. Some wanting to be letter of the law and some wanting to be open so that those who wanted to join and follow Jesus didn't feel like they had to suddenly go through some medical procedures that they didn't really feel comfortable going through. And Paul began to see that what he needed was them to understand that these rules were guidance. They guide us towards the future, guide us to a future of hope, because God lives out God's promises. Anybody who's read a prophet in the Old Testament would wonder why God would continue to love us, because we stray. Can you imagine that? We stray. Nations stray. Israel strayed. The kings he put in power. David strayed. Solomon strayed. You name it. As humans, we stray. But God continues, has this eternal hope, and continues to see the hope in our future, continues to see that we were fearfully and wonderfully made, and desires for us to know how well we are loved. And so it is this God that has been introduced to the people of Rome. And Paul is trying to bring communities that some want that traditional stuff, some want that contemporary stuff, some want to go to the bar and have beers and hymns, but they all want to do something a little bit different, but they all love God. And Paul is saying, if we understand first God's love for us, so great that his son died for us, that maybe we can show hospitality to one another and open our homes, open our hearts, open our minds, open our doors so that the lost can find their way home. But what does that hope look like for us here? So I went looking for some illustrations of what hope might look like. And I came across this one I wanted to share with you that was written in 1991. And see how if it fits for us today. Because many of us have been in those places where we've been sick and thought we were dying. Have you ever been in that place where you were sick and thought you were dying? Well, this little boy was in the hospital. He'd been burned. And so his teacher went to the hospital who had teacher staffs in the children's ward and said, "We're working on nouns and adjectives. Can you help him with nouns and adjectives?" So the hospital teacher went into the room and was surprised at how covered in burns he was, and told him, "I'm the teacher, I'm here to help you work on your nouns and adjectives." And she left kind of like, "I didn't do anything. This poor boy has burns, he's in pain. What did I do but try and teach him nouns and adjectives?" The next day she went in, and the nurse said, "What did you do?" She said, "I tried to teach him nouns and adjectives." "Why? What happened?" And they said, "Suddenly, his whole attitude is better, and he's moving towards healing and wholeness and health." So they asked him, they said, "What happened?" He goes, "Well, I figured I must not be dying if they're going to teach me nouns and adjectives." Hope was in the form of a teacher who wanted, luckily it wasn't conjunctions. That probably, I still don't quite understand conjunctions. But a teacher doing a school lesson gave a boy hope. So what does hope look like here? So I thought about it. And there was this other illustration about this town in Maine. And you know I love Maine, so I have to share this illustration with you. Flagstaff was kind of like what happened at Carr Lake. It was going to be a lake because they were damming up a river. So they told the people of Flagstaff, "You've got to move out. You're going to become a lake." And suddenly, no one bothered to fix the plumbing or the roof or paint or even garden or mow the lawn. Why should they? Their house isn't going to be there anymore. And before you knew it, the town, before the waters even came, the town looked like a town that somebody had abandoned because they had no hope. So I was thinking, we're people of hope. Because we went outside of this place here, cleaned up our shrubbery, put in some new plants, some that the beauty of them won't look good until when? 1 or 2 or 3 seasons from now? That when you garden, when you plant, you're a person of hope. That seed says something about your future. That you have a hope. You have a belief that God is doing something in your life. That God is doing something in our lives. So you didn't know that having a landscaper plant was one of those messages of hope that we're even sending to the community as they see that and see us taking that step of saying, we're going to be here a while. It's sort of like the tree from the Audubon Society. Have any of you ever gotten a tree from the Audubon Society? It's a stick about this big with some roots. And why did you get it? I got mine because I wanted some shade around my house. So I had a little bit of hope, didn't I? That I would be there long enough to see it go from here to a tree. And I managed to make all mine live. Or God managed to do that. But what does hope look like? I just want that to be your thought as you leave this place. What does hope look like here? And how have we been people signaling hope? In just a moment, another sign of hope is happening here, isn't it? Because we're going to turn in our hymnals to page 35, and we're going to take in 5 new members. Isn't that also a sign of hope? So, think about it, and you can share with me, and I can share with you what signs of hope all of you saw. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.